9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, January 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Lackluster earnings reports from some of the country's biggest banks pull the Dow lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 201 points, or more than 0.5%, to close at 35,911. It was a better day for the NASDAQ. The tech-heavy index rose 0.5%, or about 87 points, and the S&P 500's financial sector was off 1%, though the broader index was able to manage a 3-point gain. Shares of J.P. Morgan Chase slid 6.2%, and Citigroup dropped 1.3% after both banks posted declines in quarterly profit. But Wells Fargo bucked the trend, rising 3.7% on strong fourth-quarter profits. And a boost in oil prices pushed energy stocks higher. Manufacturers, material firms, and consumer discretionary stocks fell following weak retail sales and manufacturing data. Meanwhile, Sherwin-Williams declined 2.8% after the paint maker lowered its guidance, citing a shortage of raw materials amid supply chain and labor constraints. And Netflix said it's increasing prices for its monthly basic, standard, and premium monthly plans in the U.S. for the first time since 2020. Shares rose 1.25%. Before we go, a reminder that markets are closed on Monday for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. We'll be back in your feed on Tuesday. Until then, we'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.